Now, we're in a time where people are dying. People internationally, if you just look at some of the pain and suffering people are going through, especially in countries where they don't have a lot of resources, you know, you have to ask yourself, why are people not taking COVID-19 seriously? People are throwing around this nonsense story about 5G causing COVID-19. Now, yes, there are people who've raised issues with 5G generally, and I think there's some credence to that. But to directly link it to COVID-19, I think is absolutely irresponsible. And there are lots of people in Cape Town who do that. Stephen Birch is one of them. He's a businessman. He's also, by the way, the same guy a couple of years ago said he found Maddie McCain's remains. Remember that? Anyway. He's now come out, he's released a video telling everybody, do not spread this video, please. Do not say yes to the test for COVID-19, because he says they're going to stick this thing up your nose, and he then says that's contaminated with COVID-19, is what he says. So say no when they test you. The Western Cape government released a statement saying, that's the biggest load of nonsense. We will be chatting to the DG about that one. But here's a fake news alert from the Western Cape government. The Western Cape government is aware of the video circulating on social media relating to community-based testing of COVID-19. Started on Saturday, by the way. COVID-19 tests are performed with a mouth swab, which is clinically safe and not contaminated. This video is not true. No blood or DNA tests will be done. So personally, I would like to see nothing but Stephen Birch appearing in front of a court of law testing his theory and to see whether or not what he did, which I personally believe is irresponsible, was indeed irresponsible, and whether or not he should maybe get some jail time for that. So I am looking. I really, really am asking you to spread that news to all your friends. When they see his stupid, inane video, they should ignore it, and they should call him out for what he is. Simple as that. All right. So if you've received that video, it's a load of rubbish, and the acting head of health in the Western Cape will tell you why as well. You've sent in those voice notes as well. Let's take a listen. Okay. We can't seem to have the voice note. But if there's anything else you'd like to call in about, please do. You can give me a call on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp and 072-567-1567. The other thing I can tell you about is that a bit later we'll play out that interview with Aaron Motsoaledi, who's now accused the city of Cape Town of a whole host of stuff. So that will be at around 10:30. Look out for that. If there's anything else that you've learnt in these last week, more than a week, almost a week and a half now of lockdown, things that have made you think twice, maybe habits that you had which you're now going to change, I'd love to hear from you. I've got to say, and I'm one of the fortunate ones. I am truly one of the fortunate ones. I've got a garden, I've got a brine, I've got a bry room. The one thing I have realized is that I can actually quite happily spend time at home with my family, enjoying what we have. But I feel guilty saying that, because at the same time, there are loads of South Africans who don't have that privilege. As a matter of fact, yesterday, traveling down the N7, I went through a roadblock, and I stopped off and I spoke to one of the officers, and the discussion I had with him was that in the noon, there were literally about 150 people. There's an unfinished piece of road, and the young kids were playing football, and there were lots of adults sitting around watching this football game. And my initial response was, oh, man, this is crazy. How can people do this? But then when you look at the squalor in which they live, you surely have to ask yourself the question, is it reasonable to expect people who live under those type of conditions with maybe 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 people in a shack, is it reasonable to expect them to remain indoors? And that is a question which has conflicted me for the longest time. Because yes, people need to have social distancing. Yes, COVID-19 is in some of our poorest areas. But is it reasonable to expect them to stay indoors under those conditions? And if it's not, what is the option? That is something I'd like you to potentially talk about. Let's go to Yvonne in Tekai. Good morning.
Good morning, Kina. I'm glad you had a lovely weekend.
No, I have. I must tell you, it's one, because we're always busy. It's so lovely to be able to spend time with your family. And it's the first time my teenager's been in the house uninterrupted for a whole week.
I think all the children are glad to have mommy and daddy full time.
Some of them.
So especially the little ones.
Yes, lovely. No, indeed.
It really is lovely. My question is, we keep hearing on the radio that 17,000 people have been arrested for breaking the rules.
Hmm.
I would like to know, where have they put these 17,000?
Now, I think what happens is when you get arrested,
yes,
you end up needing to pay a fine, and then you get released on that. So not everybody goes to jail, and I think the fines are around 5,000 rand. And I didn't realize how desperate people have become for alcohol, by the way. I saw a video, I don't know if you saw it, of the ShopRite in Langa being mobbed. I think they broke into the bottle store and stole the alcohol. We had the gentleman who phoned in from Maitland last week who said to us his distillery was broken into. The scallum helped himself to some alcohol, spilt it all over the floor, and the time the police got there, he was drunk.
Yes, I heard that.
So that was the interview he did.
Yes.
And there was an ultra liquor in Paro. Someone sent a voice note, Yvonne, saying that the Ultra Liquor is open, and there was literally a queue of about 40, 50 people who were then ceremoniously marched off by the police. And what happens in that case is that you have to pay a fine. They obviously don't have enough space in jail for all of these people.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking people, I mean, 5,000 rand is a lot of money. If you don't have 5,000 rand, what are they going to do with you?
I think you probably do kept in a holding cell, but Vish Naidu will be joining us at about 9:50. So when it comes to those sort of questions,
yes.
Fortunately, I've never been arrested, and I don't know. So
I haven't either, but I know lots of people don't have 5,000 rand.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm one of them. If you ask me for 5,000 rand today, it might be slightly problematic.
Well, they'll keep you in jail.
Some people would like that. But at about 10 to 10, we'll have a chat with Brigadier Vish Naidu. He'll tell us more about those sort of things.
Thank you.
Cool. Like the wedding couple. You know the ones you saw that on TV yesterday?
I did, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think all of them were kept in jail. But Vish will tell us, Yvonne. Don't you worry.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good one, Yvonne and Tekai. Your calls this morning on 021-446-0567. And WhatsApps on 072-567-1567. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Kina. Good morning. Thank you for making it more clearer for us. I was worried that no one is actually speaking about it on the radio. I forwarded the messages through to you about the fake news. Yes, can we, our listeners, get more clarity on it? Because it's really ugly and we are all scared about it. So can we get more clarity on that one, please, Kino?
Yeah, no, and we have to. And fake news people like Stephen Birch, a fine is not good enough for that. Aaron Motsoaledi started this thing where fake news people need to be arrested and need to appear in court. He's laid the first charges. How far have we gotten with that? Well, I didn't get to ask him because we had to pre-record him earlier. And it's something Charlotte Kilbain raised with me, and it's a very valid question. It's something we should follow up with him on. Let's go to Renee in Kenilworth.
Morning, Kino.
Hello.
Remember last week, Alan Windey was complaining about the banning of cigarettes?
Yes.
And, you know, he thought how stupid it was. Well, I just wanted to say to you, Kino, you have got no idea how many illegal cigarette folk there are around. I mean, I've been smoking. I'm 72. Mm. I have a few cigarettes in the evening when I have a glass of wine, which is now hardly any because of the ban. But, I mean, I've got somebody going today, Kino, to get me a box of cigarettes. And I'm paying 50 rand. That's what they're charging for. 32 rand boxes, they're charging 50 rand.
And this are those illicit cigarettes, I would imagine?
These are all the illegal ones, yes.
So you're willfully breaking the law, Renee?
I'm breaking the law, absolutely, absolutely. Because I bet you that Minister Seller sits at home at night with his very expensive whiskies. He's not stopping having his alcohol.
I,
it makes one irritated.
Yeah. Okay, so Renee has said that she is going to break the law. She's buying illicit cigarettes. Maybe you want to comment on that. Let's go to Jean. Jean in Edgemead. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. I really enjoy your program every morning. And I'm so glad you brought up the subject of this gentleman who's putting out such rubbish on the phones. He'll cause mayhem. He's absolutely a menace.
I'll mention it and he can sue me if he likes. His name is Stephen Birch. And if you look at some of that, Stephen Birch, if you have a look at some of the Harry Potter theories that he peddles on his Facebook page, it is absolutely ridiculous.
How can he get away with it? How does he think he's going to get away with it? What is he achieving?
He's also the same man who sent a message to Julius Malema to say, be careful, government's going to try and control you, and they're going to chip you. And when you get into an Uber, you'll be able to pay for your Uber with a chip in your arm. And how do you get the chip in the arm? You get the chip in the arm with the vaccination. I mean, that's the biggest load of rubbish. Dreadful. Anyway.
Absolutely dreadful. Apparently, he also, a couple of years ago, put out a message that he discovered Madeleine's body.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. He must be locked up.
There we go. That's Jean in Edgemead. Thank you very much for that.